is a 1911 T model Ford. This gentleman who has restored this car, he drives it constantly. And this car is on full RTA registration. He was telling us the story about trying to convince the RTA that the car should be on full registration. Apparently, one of the conditions that you register a car in New South Wales is that it has electric lights. Electric lights meaning battery operated. These, of course, never had a battery. To start the car, you had to crank it. It's never had indicators or stop lights or anything like that, so it's never had a battery. So the lights are run by carbide gas. They shine up quite well. The little side lights are kerosene operated. And when the man went to see the RTA, he said, now it's all original, and you say you register original cars. But they had a problem because they said they should have electric lights. So the compromise was they would come out to his house and check it at night. They had to take the RTA men for a drive in the old car to make sure that they could adequately see and be seen. Then when they came back, they stationed one of their people up so many metres away so to make sure the headlights picked up the pedestrian. Passed all those tests, so they agreed to put it on to full registration for him. And I think it's the only car of that era on full registration. It's a beautiful car. It's what they call a cabriolet body. The back half of it folds down, so you've got like an open back on it. And it's got a wooden hood on the top of the driver. Very attractive car.
It is. It looks very odd by today's standards because it's very high.
Yes, it is. It is. Yes, it is very high.
With the old cars, do you find that the controls are in the place you'd expect, the pedals are in the order you'd expect, and you've mentioned some have column shifts and some have floor shifts. Is there a bit of variation in how they're laid out?
T-model Fords have got a different layout. They work their gears differently. The gear change on the Swift is on the side, but your clutch is on the floor. That's where you change gear there, and that's your handbrake there.
Right, so the gear change is a separate lever on the floor, sort of like the handbrake.
Yes.
The handbrake too, which is on the opposite side to where I think it should be.
Yes. It impedes the driver from getting in. The driver has to get in the passenger side.
You're right, it does.
Yes. The Swift over here is the same, as is the Clement Bayard. It just seems to be a thing with these veteran cars.